Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs for our Old Testament reading today. We'll be reading verses 13 through 28 of Proverbs chapter 23, with a specific emphasis upon verses 24 and 25 today. And as we prepare to hear the word of God, let us pray again. Gracious Father in heaven, direct our thoughts, direct my words, grant your Holy Spirit to enable us to hear the voice of Christ. For in hearing Christ, we hear the words of life, and we hear him who is life itself. Cause then your word today to take root in our hearts, unto your praise and glory and our good. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 23, beginning in verse 13, this is God's holy word. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself, yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Do not mix with winebibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and do not sell it, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a seductress is a narrow well. She also lies in wait as for a victim, and increases the unfaithful among men. This is the word of God. What is your response to it?
Amen.
Dear congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was 15 years ago, and I was preaching through 1 Samuel in Rochester, New York, and came to what Hallmark calls Mother's Day. And I'm not one to regularly follow the Hallmark calendar in any way, shape, or form, but I just happened to be at 1 Samuel chapter 15 for the sermon series, and that sermon that morning was going to be on Samuel hacking Agag to pieces. And I thought, well, if there was ever a time to depart from a sermon series on a Hallmark holiday, this might be it. And so I ended up preaching from the passage which is before us in 2010. Well, we've been working our way through Exodus, and as you can see, the title of today's sermon was supposed to be of donkeys and the firstborn son, and there was nothing that wouldn't have fit per se with honoring our mothers in that passage in Exodus chapter 13. However, some of you know that this last week has been exceedingly busy for me, the number of things going on with a presbytery trial and then two funerals yesterday. And I worked on the Exodus 13 sermon this week, but it just did not come together for today. So we are going to look at Proverbs chapter 23, not because Agag is hacking with his sword in Exodus chapter 13, but rather that God would feed us with his word from Proverbs chapter 23. And so today, what is it that we can glean from this passage, particularly verses 24 and 25? The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. Well, today, the Lord calls you and me to seek after the joy of our parents, and specifically the joy of our mothers. The Lord would call upon each one here today, and every one of you has a mother. And the Lord would call upon you and me to seek after the joy of our parents and particularly our mothers. Well, how does the Lord do this? How does he call upon you to seek after the joy of your parents, the joy of your mother? Well, first of all, by being both righteous and wise. By being both righteous and wise, you will bring true and lasting joy to your parents and particularly to your mother. We read of that here, do we not, in verse 24, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. Of course, we could say the mother of the righteous will greatly rejoice. What does God mean here by this word righteous? The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. I do believe as we search the scriptures that there are two aspects to the righteousness which is here spoken of in verse 24. The first aspect which brings joy to your mother is that you would have positional righteousness. Positional righteousness. What do I mean by positional righteousness? What I mean by that is that you would be right with God. That you would be right with God. That you would be right before Him. Now that perhaps startles us because we realize that in and of ourselves we are sinners. God is holy. He is the avenger of all sin. How can I be right with a holy and righteous God when I am unholy and unrighteous? Well, I can indeed be regarded as right with God as I put my trust not in the work of my hands, not in the speed of my feet or the strength of my legs, not in anything which I can do, but putting my trust and confidence in God's provision of righteousness, a provision of righteousness which is found in His perfect Son, Jesus Christ. That He, the one who has secured righteousness for all who trust in Him by perfectly fulfilling the law of God as our substitute and by exhaustively paying the penalty for our unrighteousness on the cross by the shedding of His precious blood for sinners. And as you put your trust in God's provision of righteousness in Jesus, that your sins being credited to His account, His righteousness being credited to your account, Him paying for all of your debt and rising to prove it, and you being the recipient of a robe of righteousness which has no spot nor wrinkle, you will be regarded as righteous in God's sight. Theologians call this justification. What is justification? Justification is the act of God's grace wherein He pardons all of our sins. Can it be? And counts us as righteous in His sight only for the sake of Christ's righteousness imputed to us and received by faith alone. You want to bring joy to your mother today? Make sure that you are right with God. Nothing will bring her more joy, more lasting joy than her knowing whether you are old here today or young here today, her knowing that you are right with God through Jesus Christ by faith alone on account of Christ alone, all because of God's grace alone. The father, the mother of the righteous will greatly rejoice, will leap for joy, will exult with joy when she knows that you are right with God. Indeed, any godly mother here today will tell you there's no greater desire in her heart than that her children would be right with the Lord. Amen. But this word has a second aspect to it as well. And as the Lord calls you and me to seek after the joy of our parents, our mothers, by being both righteous and wise. We recognize that God doesn't only speak here of positional righteousness through justification, but here also there is the aspect of practical righteousness through sanctification. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. The mother of the righteous will greatly rejoice. Yes, in you being right with God, but yes, in you growing practically in righteousness. More and more looking like the Lord Jesus Christ as he conforms you by his Spirit through his word, connecting you to the Savior so that you die more and more unto sin and live more and more unto righteousness. This also is a work of God's grace. If justification is an act, a declaration of God in grace. Sanctification, this practical growing in righteousness, is a work, an ongoing work of God's grace by his Spirit through the word. It's in 3 John that we read, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Yes, you want to rejoice the heart of your mother today? Then do so by being righteous, right with God, and growing in practical righteousness, growing in love for God, growing in love for your neighbor, playing that out practically as you give of yourself for the good of others without thought of what you get in return. Growing practically in laying down your life in every sphere which God has placed you for the good of others. But also, if you want to rejoice the heart of your mother, be wise. Right? It's by being both righteous and wise. And he who begets a wise child will delight in him. The mother who begets a wise child will delight in him or her. Here, wisdom, God speaks of it. It's this idea of skill, this idea of expertise, employing the best means to accomplish the most excellent goal. Your mother will rejoice in you as you are wise, skilled, having excellence in choosing the best means to accomplish the best goal. Now, we can think about the lack of wisdom, and Proverbs has a lot to say about the simple one or the foolish one. Maybe we can think of a great goal that you have, and the goal is to hang a portrait of your mother on the wall in order to honor her. And you think, okay, what's the best means in order to accomplish this worthy goal? I've got it. I'll take the bubble gum, which I've been chewing. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to put it on the back of the portrait and smack it against the wall. Well, I dare say that that doesn't show a whole lot of wisdom, because mother's portrait is probably going to come crashing down in not so many minutes or hours later. You have a good goal, but you don't have the skill or wisdom, the street smarts that God gives in order to accomplish the goal. Or you can think about using wisdom to clean the floor, to clean the carpet. You want to clean the carpet in order to, as it were, show mom that you're a helper around the house and honor her. And so you figure out, I've got just the tool to do it. I am going to use a tweezers. And so there you are 7 hours later with your tweezers, still picking up little bits off the carpet. Now, we might say you need to grow in wisdom, right? You need to have a bit more street smarts and skill in terms of how to accomplish that fine goal which you had set out to do. But here, you want to rejoice the heart of your mother. Be righteous and wise. Grow in skill and excellence in employing the best means to accomplish the most excellent goals. And as a mother sees her son or her daughter grow in wisdom, prudence, understanding, and practicality of carrying out God's commandments in life. Here, here a mother's heart rejoices. Yes, this will make all the pains worth it for mom. And there are pains that moms have. We could take the microphone around today and ask the moms, what sort of pains did he give to you? My mother's here. You could ask her, what sort of pains did he give to you? There are pains. There are birth pains. There are spiritual birth pains. And there are difficulties, not just interrupted sleep at night, not just changing the diapers, not just instructing. But it is a marathon for moms, isn't it? And it's easy to get tired. And sometimes it's easy to question, is it all worth it? Ah, the mother of the righteous will greatly rejoice. And he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. The Lord calls you to seek after the joy of your parents, of your mothers today, by being both righteous and wise. So we're going to move to a second point. A second point is the Lord calls you and me to seek after the joy of our parents, of our mothers. And it's a question. What does this mean practically? Well, let me suggest to you four words that all begin with the letter L. First of all, listen. Listen. What does it mean practically to be wise and to be practically growing in righteousness? Well, listen to your mother's instruction. Listen to your mother's instruction. Verse 19, hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Verse 22, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Listen. Listen. Now, obviously, we have to take everything which mom says and compare it to the Word of God, which is our final authority. But I do find it very instructive. Not only are you to listen to your mother when you're young, but you are to listen to your mother when she is old. Now, that doesn't mean that she can intrude into things which aren't properly her purview in her old age. And yet, a son, a daughter who brings joy to mom is one who listens, opens the ear, is more quick to hear than to speak. Listen. A second word, learn. Learn from correction, particularly as you're young, in your minority, in the home. Learn from the correction which your mother gives. Learn from that correction. Do not withhold correction from a child. That's what verse 13 says. That we are to learn from that correction, not to harden our hearts against correction, not to be one who clenches our jaw against correction, but I speak especially to those, like I said, who are still young, to learn from correction. Much of the correction of a mother is by word. That's where correction begins. By word. Patient, line upon line instruction. And there are times when the correction needs to escalate. But what brings joy to a mother? To learn before correction needs to escalate, right? To listen, to learn. A third word, labor. Labor, we see it in verse 23. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Labor after all that is pleasing to God. Be willing to part with anything for that which God values. Oh, yes. And don't part with it for anything. Not for the passing pleasures of sin. Not for the fading honors of the world. Not for the rusting riches of life. Never let it go. Labor after all that is pleasing to God. This will bring joy to your mother. Buy the truth. Do not sell it. also wisdom and instruction and understanding. So listen, learn, labor. A fourth word, love. Love your mom. Love her even unto old age. Oh yes, we are to love mother when we are very young, to give reverence and respect. We are to give tokens of love in gifts and service to our mother. We are to regard her counsel, particularly as we move through the stages of life. And we are to provide care for mother in old age, all with gratitude and thankfulness for what she has done. Love. Love even until old age. Listen, learn, labor, and love. These are the positive things of what it means practically to be growing in practical righteousness and practical wisdom. There are certain negative things as well, not just positive instructions in this passage. You can see in verse 17, some of mom's counsel, some of dad's counsel. Do not let your heart envy sinners. Don't be envious of others. Know that your identity is secure in Jesus Christ and that you stand in Him. Don't envy others. Don't fret because of sinners, but also do not engage with fools as part of mom's counsel, dad's counsel. We see it in verses 20 and 21. Do not mix with winebibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Don't envy sinners and don't engage with fools. We think of the choice of friends and aren't mothers' hearts anxious as to what friends their children take up with? I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 26. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads him astray. I'm reminded of Proverbs 13 and verse 20. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. So don't only not envy sinners, but don't engage with fools, particularly your choice of friends. And maybe here I speak to some of the children who are wanting to spread their wings in their teenage years and thinking maybe that mom or dad isn't as wise as you once thought they were. First of all, I tell you that in about another 10 or 15 years, you'll be amazed at how much wisdom dad and mom actually gain. It'll actually be you gaining the wisdom, but you'll be surprised. You think they're not so smart right now, not so wise right now, but in 10 years, you'll be like, wow, where did they get all this wisdom? And so here we answer the question, what does this mean practically as the Lord calls you and me to seek after the joy of our parents, the joy of mothers? Yes, by being both righteous and wise, by being those who pursue certain positive things, listening, learning, laboring, and loving, and avoiding certain negative things, envy, and engaging with fools. And this leads then to a last point this morning. And the last point is another question. What must motivate you? What should be the motivation for you rejoicing the heart of your parents, of your mother? What should be the motive? Well, I think that it needs to be said, even though we might already know it. Should not a mother's love be a motivation for wanting to be both righteous and wise? Should not a mother's love for you be a motive for desiring to be both righteous and wise? But it's interesting, this passage focuses in on the fear of the Lord being a motive. The fear of the Lord being a motive. It's in verse 17, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. What is it going to motivate you? that deep reverential awe that though I be a sinner, the Lord is the one who forgives sinners as I trust in Him. That's what Psalm 130 says. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. That we might be staggered by the grace and mercy of God in Jesus Christ. May that be the motive which actually fuels your tank for wanting to rejoice the heart of your mother. Recognizing God's grace to you. Recognizing His call upon you to honor your mother. And here we want to be fueled to rejoice the heart of our mothers. And so a mother's love should motivate us. The fear of the Lord should motivate us. And as I've already alluded to it, the grace of your God should motivate you. The grace of your God. There may be some of you here today who didn't have a godly mother, who didn't point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is sad. And that is a weighty thing. Maybe there are some here today who even had a mother who did much wrong. But what does God's grace enable you to do? God's grace enables you to see, to have compassion, to show charity, and to be patient and kind towards your mother. Recognizing that the Lord instrumentally has used her to bring you into this world. But I think there are a number of individuals here today who have had godly mothers. Not perfect mothers, but godly mothers who have desired to see their children right with God, growing in practical righteousness and growing in practical wisdom, being a blessing to their generation. And what does God's grace speak to you today? First of all, what undeserved grace to have a mother like that. You didn't deserve it. But God gave the gift of a godly mother who exercised faith and repentance in the home, who sought to train you up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, who pointed to Jesus. And it became clear the older you got that mom wasn't the one you needed, that Jesus is the one whom you need. And the Lord used her instrumentally in this way. And so here, this should motivate you, the grace of God, the undeserved grace of God and the gift of a mother. Yes. And your pursuit of all of this as the Lord calls you to seek after the joy of your parents and especially your mothers this day. The pursuit of all of this is as to the Lord. As to the Lord. After all, it is His command to bring your mother joy. It is to His honor that you would do so. It is His glory which will indeed be magnified, and it is our joy in doing it as unto the Lord, who opens eyes to see, who unstops ears to hear, who changes hearts from hearts of stone to hearts of flesh which beat in accord with Jesus, who realize that God has given me a mother to honor. Honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Do you hear that, children? Do you hear that, big children? Honor them. Because in doing so, you honor the Lord who gave your father and your mother to you. And so Samuel wasn't hacking Agag to pieces here today. Oh, but may the sword of the Spirit penetrate our hearts to thank God, to honor God by honoring our mothers. To him be the glory and the praise. Amen. Our gracious Father in heaven, we do pray to you now that you would please enable us to respond to your word with faith, repentance, joy, obedience. And we recognize, even as we have heard your word today, that unless we are right with you, all of this is unattainable. And so, Lord, may our heart's desire be the desire of the heart of every godly mother, the foundational desire that we would be right with you, that we might be sons and daughters who can truly honor our parents. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.